Thank you very much. Hello.
See if you still do that at the end.
We're ready.
So how many were here last night? Oh, good. Well, the reason I say, oh, good, because you're going to pretty much hear the same show we heard last night. If it was all of you, it would be a little weird.
Gasoline spreading hungry rainbow over shiny black tar. I'm no like smoke and blind as wind, except for when your love breaks in. Name to those who love has given sight to pierce the wall of seeming night and know it pure beyond all. Engine throb, street cruise, light bullet car flash, hollow beauty, night gleam, oily river, tension blast. Ultra flame and glittering dust falling in slow motion clouds, tumbling one over another into apparent emptiness. Like a big fist breaking down my door, I never felt such a love before. And maybe to those who love is given to hear music too high for the human ear, and clear as high return to go see.
Is Dan's giving me trouble. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I'm reminded of an experience I had 100 years ago in the very beginning of the 50 years plus. I don't know if you know the name Julian Bream, but back in the 60s, 70s, especially, he was the classical guitarist and brilliant player. And he came to Toronto, and I was living in Ottawa at the time, but I got booked for this lunchtime TV show, like, you know, one of those sort of variety shows where they tell jokes and they interview somebody about something, and then you come on and be the token, you know, fluff. So there I was, you know, coming on to be the token fluff, and I walk out, you know, sitting in this little studio, tiny studio really, and with a little audience there, and they're talking about recipes and all this kind of stuff, you know. And then I come out and sitting right there is Julian Bream. And yeah, right where you are. Yeah. And I was so freaked out. I was like, what the? You know, I couldn't make anything work. I was so embarrassed because I played this instrumental piece and it sort of worked, but it sort of didn't. But because we'd done this thing and, you know, we got to say a brief hello and whatever. He was very friendly and nice and everything, but he was playing at the major concert hall, Massey Hall in Toronto that night. So we went to see him play, and we were sitting about two or three rows back, and he came out on stage and he made eye contact with me, and then he started messing up his first piece. I felt so much better. He got over it, and he played a great concert, but it was just so interesting. So, oh yeah, you know, famous people that get paid for a fortune for their performance just get nervous too. It was cute. Anyway, none of that has anything to do with anything except what my hand was not doing in that last week. Let's see what it does the rest of the night now. Not a night throw from here, you can hear the night train passing. That's the sound somebody makes when they're getting away. Leaving next week's hanging jury far behind them. A prisoner only of the choices they've made. Night train. Ice cube in a dark drink shines like starlight. The moon is floating somewhere out at sea. I'm beyond the blur of noise and color. Alcatraz, St. Helena, Patmos in the shadow deep. Night train. Night train. And everyone's an island that's been sent. A temporary refuge where somebody else can stand. To the sea that binds us like the forced tide of a blood oath. We'll wear it.
that we combined. Anyone can die here, they do it every day. It doesn't take much effort, though it goes against the grain. And the ultimate forgetfulness of violence sweeps the landscape like the headlight of a train. Night train. Ice cube in a dark drink shines like starlight. Starlight shines like glass shards in dark air. And the mind's eye tumbles out along the steel track, fixing every shadow with its stare. Night train. Night train. There is cancer, whose banner waves over palaces and mean streets. And the rhythm of the night train is a mantra. Before COVID, there was Y2K. A special moment for all of us that never really materialized. And all that fuss that preceded it, I don't know how it was around here, but
where I was, for about 2 years leading up to it, you kind of started seeing more and more articles about what happened in 1000 AD, you know, and who expected what, and who was disappointed, and who survived and who didn't, and all this sort of stuff. How we all better stock up on stuff. Stuff as if, you know, like it's going to be, you know, this is something apocalyptic happening, and stocking up on stuff is your response. I'm not sure if that's really viable, but I suppose it depends on what your expectations actually are. But I don't know. I did stock up on water. Because they were telling us, oh, the city computers are going to fail and the water supply won't be happening until they get it fixed and blah, blah. You know. I stocked up on water, and in my fantasy, I stocked up on ammunition. And I figured, if you have water and ammunition, you can get the rest. Somebody else can have it. This is Canada talking, of course, you know, around here. Everybody's stocking up on ammunition, so it wouldn't work as well. Warren Volker's out there. Getting ready. Anyway, this song's a product of that period leading up to Y2K. Sitting before the canyon lime juice, it's 3 a.m. Blow a fruit fly off the rim of my eyes. The radio's playing Superchunk and the Friends of DeMartinez. Midnight, it was bike tires whacking the potholes, milling humans, shimmering energy glow, fusing the spaces between them with bar throb bass and laughter. For the last night of the world, what would I do? What would I do that was different? Or was it a shame? As a child, not to trust in my body. I've carried that burden through my life. But there's a day when we all get to be five blues. This were the last night of the world, what would I do? What would I do that was different? Unless it was champagne. Thank you.
seen the flame of hope among the hopeless. And that was truly the biggest heartbreak of all. That was the straw that broke me open. This were the last night of the world, what would I do? What would I do that was different? And was it a champagne with you? Battered buses jammed up to the roof, dust and diesel the prevailing things. Farmers sleeping on the truck in front, feet trailing over like he's strolling for dreams. Smiling girl directing traffic flow, 45 strapped over cotton print dress. Her and blue, brown, and graceful limbs give him all the loneliness. Dynastic diesel rise like incense from the road. Smoke of offering for the revolution morning. Headlights pick up falling a sack of corn, one long tarantula standing guard. We pull up and we stop and she ambles off, discretion much the better part of cars. Rodrigo, the government driver, jumps out. He's got chickens who can use the feed. We sweep the asphalt on our hands and knees, fill up his trunk with dusty yellow seeds. Dust and diesel rise like incense from the road. For the revolution morning. soldier stretched out on sparkling grass. Engine broke down, they took us in. Now we make music for the time to pass. Tired men and women raise their voice to the night. Hope the fragile bloom they've grown will last. Fighting passion and love and fear, burning hearts, burning the bones of the past. Dynasty of diesels rise like incense from the road. Smoke of offering for the revolutionary morning. Like incense from the road. Smoke of offering for the revolution morning.
Is one of a very few that I've written that it's not really my own voice. This is long, long ago, even longer ago than 50 years. I wrote some music for a film, a Canadian film, called Going Down the Road, and one of the first sort of modern Canadian feature films, and it's a decent film. The music's okay. The title song of that was a song called Going Down the Road, same as the movie. But I got in everybody's bad books that was involved with the film, because at that point I had one album out, and recently out, in fact, when that film turned up. And I didn't want my second album to be a soundtrack album of stuff, songs that, about people's lives, you know, that I've never lived. So, you know, it's just sort of partly a road story of these two guys who go from Nova Scotia, they leave where it's poor, and they go to the city, to Toronto, and then eventually they go further west looking for whatever it is they're looking for, and then probably not finding it. And at the time, that was kind of something that we could see happening around us in Canada, see a lot of it happening. And so it was an appropriate story for the period, but I had to write a song about being from Cape Breton Island, and I'd never even been there. So I didn't want that to be my next statement after the first album. And so I said, no, I'm not going to do a soundtrack album, when prompted. And everybody got mad. The actors thought I was ruining their careers, and the director was just livid. And you know, in the end, the movie's still around. It didn't go anywhere. I mean, it did go somewhere. It got seen by people, but I don't think the actors really did all that well. But so maybe I did ruin their careers. I don't know. Sorry, if that's the case. Sorry about that. But anyway, this is a similar kind of thing, except that in this case, it did make sense to put this on a record, and so I did. And this is in the voice of an old homeless guy on the streets of your town, any town, who's obsessed with the poetry of the late Canadian poet Al Purdy and is ranting it at people as they pass by. And so there's a spoken word part of this that comes from bits and pieces of Purdy's poetry, and the sung part is entirely my responsibility and that old guy, whoever he is. Moving east away from the sunset, and after a while the eyes digest a country, and the belly perceives a map maker's vision in dust and dirt on the face and hands here. Its smell drawn deep through the nostrils, down to the lungs, and spurts through the bloodstream. Campaigns in the lower intestine, and chants love songs to the kidneys. After a while, there is no arrival and no departure possible anymore. You are where you were always going, and the shape of home is under your fingernails. I'm the product of some parents of the sort that shouldn't breed. Never had my schooling past learning how to read. Caught the poetry bug in some forgotten institution. When first started to embark on this career of destitution. The beauty of language set a hook in my soul. Be like a bread crust soaking soup from a bowl. You can call this a rant, but I declare. Al Purdy's poems are the name of the game. The winds of fate blow where they will. I'll give you 3 Al Purdy's for a $20 bill. Counting on the bacon. Matter's getting darker in the universe they're making. They love the little guy until they get a better offer. With the dollar getting smaller, they can fit more in their coffers. And the doings on the corner neither sung nor seen. The circle in the shopping carts at Sherburn and Queen. I resemble an assembly, but I'm not the same. Al Purdy poems are the name of my game. The winds of fate blow where they will. I'll give you 3 Al Purdy's for a $20 bill. You ought to have heard.
The winds of fate blow where they will. I'll give you three Albertis for a $20 bill. The winds of fate blow where they will. I'll give you three Albertis for a $20 bill. After the essence of everything had exchanged itself for words and became another being and could even be summoned from the far distance, we chanted a spell of names and we said, Mountain, be our friend. And we said, River, guard us from enemies. And we said what it seemed the gods themselves might say if we had dreamed them and they had dreamed us from their high places. And they spoke to us in the forest, from the river and the mountain. And the mouths of the ochre painted dead had speech again. And the waters spoke, and the speech had words. And our children remembered.
He has them all in his mind. He gets got it from pages and pages of stuff, but I have to write it down. I can't remember it. Back in the late 70s, part of the history of the 50 years, as you're getting these little tidbits. In the late 70s, I got involved in some travel outside of North America for the first time, or almost the first time. I had been to Europe right after high school and stuff, but by the late 70s, I was starting to tour in Italy and Japan and Quebec, which is almost like being out of North America. On one of those trips, coming back from Japan, the people who put on the tour were generous enough to provide first class plane tickets to and from Japan. So I'm sitting in first class coming from Tokyo to Vancouver, and I'm sitting next to the Japanese representative to the World Bank. He was very proud of that position, and he told me so, and we had an interesting conversation. His English was extremely good, but I understood almost nothing of what he said, because he was talking about economics. But what I did understand was that what he was talking about, and with hindsight, of course, it was the beginnings of globalization. It was we're just going to put business wherever it works best for the businesses and screw everybody else. That was the message. He didn't quite say it like that, but that's what it added up to, as far as I could see. So he, along with some other ingredients from that trip and from other things that I was reading about and encountering in that period, Italy was a crazy place back then. The Red Brigades were blowing up, were shooting police officers mostly, and the fascist terrorists were blowing up train stations, and it was a big party, late 70s in Italy. We played a gig there in a place called Vicenza, and a bunch of people from the University of Padua came, who were kind of, I guess you'd call them student radicals. I'm not quite sure how they define themselves. They started off the evening going to another town and shooting up a judge's house, and then they came to the show. And we want in, you know. And that was a common thing back in that era in Italy. It changed a lot after that, but people would, you know, just invite themselves into shows, and if you tried to keep them out, if you said you need a ticket, it was music for the people, and there would be violence. So, you know, the promoters had a choice of sort of compromising and allowing them in, but then there's all the people who bought tickets that have to also get in. And or else, you know, keeping them out and trying to sort of fight it out, which is what they'd opted for in this instance. And so all through the show, there was the sound of paving stones coming through the glass windows at the upper part of this basketball arena that we were playing in. And it was fantastic. It felt like a great adventure. And you know, every time the sort of lights would sort of sweep the audience, and you'd see the cops going by with machine guns and stuff. And you know, eventually, the guy doing sound, Glenn McLaren, came over through the monitors. At that point, I wasn't using any, just speakers. And he said, "Well, the head cop came around and said, if you don't stop playing, he's going to have to tell his men to start shooting people." And he said, "But don't believe him. I went out there and checked it out. It's almost died down out there." So, and I was about to play Lord of the Starfields. I was going to play, play Lord of the Starfields and see what happens. So I played Lord of the Starfields. The tour manager, Stewart, walks by, and this is where the glass shards and dark hair came from. His hair was full of little pieces of glass glinting in the spotlights. And it was beautiful. And Sue Cook, who was doing lighting, sitting over here on the, you know, stage left, and she looks at all this, and we caught each other's eye at one point, and she goes, "Rock and roll!" It's the closest I've ever got to real rock and roll, I think. Yeah. Anyway, some of that ended up in this song, and some of that atmosphere, so just I'll stop talking and play this thing. Yeah. Ministers meet, work on a movement of goods. Also work on the movement of capital. Also work on the movement of human beings. As if we were so many cattle. Grim travelers in dark skies. See the beauty makes you cry. It makes you angry, and you don't know why. We're grim travelers in dark skies. Twelve mercenaries got weapons primed. Gonna take that African nation in record time. You wonder why they bother, why not leave it alone, they say. Every man wants to retire to a place he can call his own. Those grim travelers in dark skies, they see the beauty, makes them cry inside. It makes them angry, and they don't know why. They're grim travelers in dark skies. Redness, richer than a rose, blooms against the backdrop of somebody's white clothes. Bitter little girls and boys from the Red Army underground, they blow away
Karl Marx if he had the nerve to come around. They're just grim travelers in dark skies. They see the beauty, makes them cry inside. It makes them angry, and they don't know why. They're grim travelers in dark skies. Down on the plain of 10,000 smokestacks, trucks butt each other to establish dominance. The newspaper next to me leans over and says, matter of factly, sacred mountain towers above meadows, and above us grim travelers in dark skies. I see the beauty, makes me cry inside. It makes me angry, and I don't know why. We're grim travelers in dark skies.
Part of the show where you bring out the cards. knock off a couple of hands of pinochle. Somewhat more recent vintage. This one comes from San Francisco. Society, heats in front of peace, goes on about the goings on up and down the street. Talk about evictions, talk about their dogs, the drunkards in the dog park, and the once and future father. The caliphate of perverts and the flight of refugees, expanding ranks of homeless, disappearing bees. Oh, cafe society, a simple community. Cafe society, misery loves company. But hey, it's a way to start the day. Cafe society, talking up a storm. Talk about the NASDAQ and the racing form. Talk about the opera. Talk about cars. Talk about the desert and the colonies on Mars. Oh.
talk about tsunamis and the crazies with their guns and crazy ass policemen shooting everything that runs. Well, cafe society, a sip of commune. Cafe society, misery loves company. Hey, it's a way to start the day. Size container ships supply the swelling seas. Somebody went to heaven, left some parts in the bay, but he's a friending of a friending. I don't know him anyway. Flapping lips of flatulence, fellow, vote for me. Everything is spinning in the looming entropy, but cafe society, a sip of community. Cafe society, misery loves company. Hey, it's a way to start the day. Oh, cafe society, a sip of community. Cafe society, misery loves company. Hey, it's a way of the day. The cruel, the stumbling, well-intentioned fool. The deft, the oaf, the witless pawn, the golden one life smiles upon. Squalling infant in mid-squall, the neighbors fighting down the hall. The list is long, as I recall, our orders said to love them all. The cynic and the crooked priest, the woman wise, the sullen beast. The friend who leaves it all to fate. The the drunk who tags the bathroom stall, the proud boy headed for his fall. The list is long, as I recall, our order said to love them all. Preaching shades of hate, the self-inflating head of state. And the black and blue, the starved for bread, the dread, the red, the better dead. The sweet, the vile, the tall, the small, the one who rises to the call. The list is long, as I recall, our order said to love them all. The one who lets his demons win, the one we think we're better than, a challenge great. As I recall, our order said to love them all.
Thanks a lot. We're going to take a little break, and I'll see you in a few minutes.
Still here is comforting.
Nowhere to go.
Yeah, I kind of have that issue too. I can't leave till the bus is ready.
Jimi Hendrix, I have to be loud. At least in my own head. Jimi Hendrix gave us all, us all being guitar players, a license to get loud. This is another song from the new album. It makes no difference where you are. It doesn't matter what you think or if you smoke or if you drink. You're a thread upon the loom when the spirit walks in. You could be armed, you could be charming, you could be charmed, you could be open, you could be closed, be one of us, or one of those. You're a thread upon the loom, when the spirit walks in. Doesn't take much of work, these abs. They don't get much else.
The hours grow shorter as the days go by. You never get to stop and open your eyes. One day you're waiting for the sky to fall. The next you're dazzled by the beauty of it all. Dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time. These fragile bodies of touch and taste. This vibrant skin, this hair like lace. Spirit open to the thrust of grace. Never a breath you can afford to waste. When you're lovers in a dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time. When you're lovers in a dangerous time. In a dangerous time. When your lover's in a dangerous time, sometimes you're made to feel as if your love's a crime. But nothing worth having comes without some kind of fight. Got to kick up the darkness till it bleeds daylight. When your lover's in a dangerous time. Dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time.
There's an old thing. This goes back to the, just kind of a little ahead of the mid-70s. Early Roman Empire. And this is like the 70s, right? 70. I can't remember. Back then, I was married to Kitty, and Kitty and I would do a lot of, we just spent half of each year, more than half, actually just traveling back and forth across Canada. But when we were stationary, we were either in Ottawa or Toronto. And sometimes we were mostly in Ottawa, but would go to Toronto for visits. And then when we did that, we would stay with friends. And among the friends was a good Canadian singer-songwriter named Murray McLaughlin, who was married to Marguerite. Murray and Marguerite, at the time, lived in a loft over top of a body shop in downtown Toronto. It was a pretty great place. It was huge, it was a sprawling, many-bedroom apartment. The only catch was that the paint fumes came up through the floor 24/7, which probably made it even better, actually. But in that atmosphere, they could get out the roof too. It was a flat roof, big flat roof. Murray built a rink up there because Marguerite was into figure skating. And the interesting part of that was that the parapet around the edge of the roof was only like this high. Get going too fast in any one direction and you're airborne. And I always wondered whether, because Murray skated up there too. Like, whose idea was that? And what were they thinking? How well were they getting along, actually? Anyway, this song doesn't come from, it comes from that setting, but not from the winter. It's more of a hot summer night. In Toronto, in the summertime, it's just like New York. From mid-July to mid-August, there's a thermal inversion that sits down butt first on the top of the city, and everybody has to deal. So that's more where this song comes from. And the lights lie tumbled out like gems. The moon is nothing but a toothless grin. Floating out on the evening wind. The smell of sweat and lube oil pervades the night. Of life in flight at the speed of light. A million footsteps whispering. Guitar sounds, some voices sing. Smoke on the breeze, eyes that sting. And far in the east, a yellow cloud bank climbs. Stretching away to be part of tomorrow's time. Earthbound while everything expands. So many grains of sand. Slipping from hand to hand.
catching the light and falling into dark. The world fades out like an overheard remark. In the falling dark. Light pours from a million radiant lives. Offer kids and dogs and a hard shell, husbands and wives. All of that glory shining around, and we're all caught taking a dive. And all the beasts in the hills around shout, such a waste. Don't you know that from the first to the last, we're all one in the gift of grace? Tierra del Fuego to Ongava Bay, the history of betrayal continues to today. The spirit of almighty voice, the ghost of anime, call like thunder from the mountains. You can hear them say it's a stolen land. Stolen land. Apartheid in Arizona, slaughter in Brazil. If bullets don't get good PR, there's other ways to kill. Kidnap all the children, put them in a foreign system. Bring them up in no man's land where no one really wants them. It's a stolen land. Stolen land. Big black raven in the sky, looking at the ocean, sail reflected in black eye. Sail as white as heroin, white like weathered bones. Rum and guns and smallpox gonna change the face of home in this stolen land. Stolen land. Thank you. Maybe you'd like to think we've learned from our mistakes, enough to know we can't play God with others' lives at stake. So now we've all discovered the world wasn't only made for whites. What step are you gonna take to try and set things right in this stolen land?
As a kid, I had the good fortune to spend parts of summers, many summers in Algonquin Park in Ontario in a summer camp there. In doing that, I acquired a love of the wilderness. We used to call it wilderness. You're not supposed to call it that now because it is, that term assumes that people didn't live there, didn't know the way around, but actually a lot of people did both of those things. But they weren't white, coming from Europe, so it was a wilderness. I mean, it's still a friggin' wilderness, come on. Just because you know that this trail goes there, I mean, what's in between, what's over there, you know. They probably did know, I don't know. But it's, I just don't like the PC crap, you know. So. But I got into some arguments with people about that. But anyway, we thought of it as that at the time. And it's a landscape that's very different from this one. It's what's called Precambrian Shield. It's the oldest mountains in the world. And it's so old that they're not really mountains anymore. They're just kind of
large lumps of rock, pretty big lumps, but millions of lakes. It was heavily glaciated, millions of lakes and evergreens. And in that landscape, I learned to love nature, and I learned, whenever I hear the word nature, actually, that's the landscape that comes to mind, first and foremost. And this song kind of celebrates that. My canoe lies on the water. Evening holds the bones of day. The sun, like gold dust, slips away. One by one, antique stars herald the arrival of their pale protectors, moon. Ragged branches vibrate. Drummed by winds from over the hill. Singing tales of ancient days. Far and silent lightning. Stirs the cauldron of the sky. I turn my bow toward the shore. We grow out of stones on and on and on. So we'll all go to bones on and on for many a year. But let us go laughing on. Let us go. And may the holy hermit staff on and on and on. Guide you to the shortest path, on and on for many a year. And let us go laughing on. Let us go. Let us go laughing on. came back. There were decades where I didn't sing that song. There was a lot of other stuff to sing, and that one wanted to be sung again. The dates from actually the late 60s is about the oldest one I can currently perform. The songs that were written before that and around that time are ones that no one should ever hear, so it kind of works out. Sun's up, looks okay, the world survives into another day, and I'm thinking about eternity, some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. I had another dream about lions at the door, they weren't half as frightening as they were before, but I'm thinking about eternity. Got an ecstasy, got a hold on me. Walls, windows, trees, waves coming through. You be in me and I'll be in you, together in eternity. Some kind of ecstasy, got a hold on me. So sweet, or down in the valley where the river used to be, I got my mind on eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got hold on me, and I'm wondering where the lions are. Wondering where the lions are, coming right out, great. Wondering where the lions are. Wondering where the lions are. Whoa, wondering where the lions are. Whoa, wondering where the lions are. Yeah. Huge orange flying boat rises off the lake. Thousand-year-old petroglyphs doing a double take, pointing a finger at eternity. And I'm sitting in the middle of this ecstasy. Marching helmet shining in the sun, polished and precise like the brain behind the gun should be. They got me thinking about eternity, but some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. And I'm wondering where the lions are. Wondering where the lions are. Wondering where the lions are. Ooh, yeah. Fingers on the knot on the surface of the bay. One of these days we're gonna sail away. Gonna sail into eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. I'm wondering where the lions are. Wondering where the lions are. It's not great. Wondering where the lions are.
Thank you.
Well done.
Teeming green, green brain facing lobotomy. Climate control center for the world. Ancient cord of coexistence hacked by parasitic greedhead scam. From Sarawak to Amazonas, Costa Rica to Meiji BC hills, Cortez rhythm of falling timber. What kind of currency grows in these new deserts? These brand new floodplains. If the tree falls in the forest, is anybody here? If the tree falls in the forest, is anybody here? Anybody here? The forest falls. Cut and move on. Cut and move on. Take out trees. Take out wildlife at a rate of a species every single day. Take out people who've lived with this for 100,000 years. Eject a billion burgers worth of beef. Grain ears. Methane dispensers. Through thinning ozone, waves fall on wrinkled earth. Gravity, light, ancient refuse of stars speak of a drowning. But this is something other. Busy monster eats dark holes in the spirit world, where wild things have to go to disappear. Forever. If the tree falls in the forest, is anybody here? If the tree falls in the forest, is anybody here?
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for listening. Thanks for singing. Thanks for being in the heart you got. And look forward to seeing you another time. Have a great night.
I think more of your singing is called for. Here's another old one. This requires you to learn a couple of words, but I don't think you'll find it difficult. There's only a couple. They're monosyllabic. First one is ha. Got it, yes, that's excellent. Very good, children. The other one is whoa. Yeah, these are not horse commands, by the way. Well, they could be, I guess. But, you'll hear how that works, I think, very quickly. A life for the way my life is gone, a life for the love of a friend, a life for the fools in the eyes of the world. A love that will never end. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ha ha. Let's hear a laugh for the man of the world who thinks he can make things work. Tried to build a new Jerusalem and ended up with New York. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ha ha ha. A life for the sun rebelling through the thermal inversion haze. A laugh for the nuclear good time boys, numbering all our days. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ha ha. For the newsprint nightmare, a world that never was, where the questions are all why and the answers are all because. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ha ha. A laugh for the dogs barking at our heels. They don't know where we've been. A laugh for the dirty window pane, hiding the love within. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ha ha. Feet to an ancient tune, a laugh for the time gone by,
a lot for me and Kitty in the delivery room, waiting for the child's first cry. Ha 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 ha. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ha ha ha.
One more time now.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ha ha.
Gets it, but those parts do. Tell my physiotherapist that I work out daily. Poor thing believes me. I'm going to leave you with another song from the new album. The album's called O Sun, O Moon. Like I said, it'll be up in May, middle of the month, I guess. This guitars like this are like cars, you know. Those guitars improve with age. When these get old, they start to rattle. Just like your car. This one's been bashed up by airlines and stuff too, so it's even got dents. It'll buff out, yeah, sure. But I love this guitar, anyway. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.